This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your Republican nominee is going to be Donald Trump. What is the number for Hillary Clinton? The Democrats are playing coy, and they're not having any big showdown in Washington or in the Maryland suburbs. It is the CPAC week. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the captain of this little old ship called America Tonight. A slice of America does include, I say unfortunately in a way, the candidates, because it seems like that's all we're dealing with, the nonsense, the circus that is 2016. But trust me, there are many, many items that have tripped my trigger. And it includes the fact that, and I love this story, a World War II vet bracelet is going to be given to the family 70 years later. It was found in a pile of belongings. Yeah. So think about it, what that would mean for the family. I think that is just the coolest. The heirlooms are cool. And somebody finds an heirloom and you get it back. Yeah. So it was a small sweetheart bracelet. It was lost for that amount of time. Ron Stowe's father, Joe, saw this story somewhere, died 20 years ago, served in the Army, stationed in Iceland during the war. So Stowe, who lives in Georgia, recently got an unusual message from a stranger. This 80-year-old British woman who claimed to have the bracelet belonging to the father. Wow. And she's had it for all that time and tracked them down. And his mother, Stowe's mother, died a couple years ago, had no knowledge of the bracelet's existence. She got the bracelet from the father, who served in the British Royal Air Force and was stationed in Iceland, and now the bracelet comes back to the family. So there's no sentimental value, I guess, other than the fact that it's pretty darn cool. Pretty darn cool. And it brings up questions like, what does that mean? Well, how did you have the bracelet? But he's saying they're pushing the questions aside. They just remember the story of World War II, and it's a piece of history, and his father, and they can pass that down. So I think that's the right way to look at the mysterious bracelet. If we put 2016 in a time capsule, and in the future somebody dug up the time capsule, what would they think of this election? That we were all nuts? That half of it didn't make sense? I think so. Ben Carson decided it would make sense to step away from this election. So glad he did that. There's no way he was going to go anywhere fast. Better for him to be on the sidelines commenting, talking about it, than be in the middle of that heap. The middle of the heap, which favors Donald Trump. You got to think he's going to wrap this baby up. So Carson was smart. I've actually thought he should have dumped out earlier, but he did it. He did it. He dumps out. Says he's going to talk more about it later in the week. Because he didn't really reveal too much about the reason why, but we'll find out why. Besides low numbers. You have no numbers. Low numbers. Get out of the way. Why burn through all that money? Why do it? Why do it? How about this? The drug lord Chapo wants extradition to the United States so he can finally sleep. I'm so sorry, drug lord. You want to come into the United States because they want to murder you in your country? So Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has changed his tune and wants to be extradited to the U.S. as soon as possible. The lawyer for the drug kingpin said that Guzman wants to leave the maximum security prison in Mexico because the guards are not letting him sleep. That'd be disconcerting, wouldn't it? We'll see. I don't think so. I think he's hit his limit. Escaping, all that stuff. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico City, they don't comment on extraditions. So I don't know if this happens. Guzman does not have very many family visits, and there seems to be a breakdown as to what's happening with him. And he says his head and his ears hurt, and he feels bad all over. I feel bad. Put me back in the United States. I want to be in the United States. It's too dangerous for me here, and it probably is. Because who does he answer to? And is it bigger than big? And I'm thinking that it is bigger than big, and we just don't know what the connection is, but we know it's not good necessarily. Because we can see that. So we can see it. If you peel back the layers on half of these people, the things you would see, my friends, oh my, oh my, oh my. A lot. Let's put it that way. A lot. Coming up on America Tonight, news you can abuse, the strangest news on the planet. I think it's good. Everybody needs to laugh. Everybody needs a chuckle. So we're going to hit that for sure. I'm going to ask you this question at the top. Erin Andrews, who is the sportscaster who had the nut that was next to her in the Marriott, who was peeping through the peephole in 2008, done a little jail time, and she's got a suit against Marriott for $75 million. Should she get $75 million for some creepy guy videotaping her a couple days and then posting on the internet where she's totally naked? Oh, my gosh. How does that happen? It happens because somebody at the desk lets him get the room next to hers when he specifically asks about her room. It's not a comforting thought. You go in as XYZ, your name, and then you've got the person who's stalking you knowing exactly where you're staying. Exactly where you are. Creepy. Can we say creepy? Yes. Creepy, creepy, creepy. And this is another one of those finds that I was talking about. I could have really lumped them together, but I'm doing a little bit of a leap year, ode to leap year from a few days ago thing. In Southern California, a guy found a cache, literally a treasure trove, of century-old baseball cards in a paper bag. When you find those cards, what are you doing? Calling up somebody to verify the cards. But a crumpled paper bag in a dilapidated house. Baseball cards of a lifetime. 7 identical Ty Cobb cards. They're crazy hard to find. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
America and beyond our borders, Kay Delaney America tonight. So here's the scoop, the 911, bail us out. We need some funny. Oh, we need some funny, don't we? I got some funny for you, or news you can abuse. What is the funny of the funny? You know, sometimes it's hard to find funny. Not funny personally, but funny that it's just right on par. Somebody just nails it, polished, perfect, boom. They just got it. All right, this is serious, but actually kind of sad, but it's an oddball story from Washington. A 43-year-old man has died after he accidentally shot himself in the face while taking selfies. Wow, can you imagine it? I wanted to get this selfie. I want to get this perfect angle. I got my loaded gun, and then he shoots himself accidentally. That's terrible. Still so young. It was in the gun the final time he fired the bullet. They're calling it accidental, but doesn't look good. They know it. The man and his girlfriend were photographing themselves with weapons on Sunday after he shot himself. Ugh. Not good. So for more odd news, and that still is odd, because we live in the selfie culture, and he wasn't thinking that. I mean, of course he wasn't trying to do that, but he ends up in that situation because of the culture. Not man himself, but the culture. Get the selfies, tweet it out, where are you? You just stepped out of your car, you're in the supermarket, you're in the studio, whatever it is. It's crazy the things that people will say as to where they are and, you know, just a myriad of other specific info. So, News You Can Abuse, because I really still like that title. Chris Christie gets in a photo behind Donald Trump, who is talking about winning, and it's ridiculous. What was he thinking? So there is all this ridicule now being smashed on Christie's head. The backlash against Christie is unbelievable. First they love you, then they hate your guts. Then there was the bridge in between. So he's paying a big price for backing Donald Trump. Since he stunned the world with his endorsement, six New Jersey newspapers have called for him to resign. Resign, you bum! They don't like him. Trump sweeps through Super Tuesday primaries, taking seven states and saying he's going to unify a Republican Party upended by his candidacy. Crazy. So even before he positioned himself behind Trump during his victory speech, there was a hashtag, Free Chris Christie. His endorsements spawned a slew of hate mail and then editorials. And this is it. He puts another target on his back. That's what's happened. So Christie used to be that guy that didn't have a target on his back. It's all about love, and isn't he cool, and isn't he different? He's going to leave everyone in the dust. Hardly. Because, boy, how fast he has fallen. All right, I like this story. This is kind of news you can abuse. But Google, JetBlue, eBay are all forming an alliance, not an unholy one, to combat wildlife trafficking. So what does that mean? Each of the companies will go after trafficking in a different way, depending on their particular area of expertise. Oh, thank goodness they followed that. And what does that mean? It means stop the problem before it gets to the point of being on an airplane. Once it's in a box, a bag, on a plane, it's too late. So Discovery is saying they're going to educate viewers and reach out to schools about trafficking of endangered wildlife. The company is also creating virtual reality content to be shown at zoos and aquariums about wildlife trafficking, because there's been an increase, a surge, if you will, for doing that. So JetBlue said they're going to educate passengers because they're trafficking to hotspots like Latin America. It's illegal to do that. And even to eat certain animals or take others home as pets. I love this story. I think it's smart. And some of the other companies include Tiffany and Ralph Lauren and Discovery. That's why I threw Discovery in there, because they're part of it. And, you know, you can hunt lions in Africa. We went through that whole controversy for $49,000. Yeah. And we're talking about running the gamut, wildlife-wise, as to what you can do or what you can't do. Like, the ivory trade is alive and well in Africa. When those big animals go down, they are after those tusks like nobody's business, but they're taking them down and doing that. Wow. So sad. So sad. Awful. Did you watch, like I did, American Gladiator? Were you a fan? If you were, Lee Raherman, the Hawk. I remember the Hawk. The Hawk dies at age 49. American Gladiator was the bomb in its time. And he was found by his girlfriend. They say he, you know, this, it looks like he was, you know, he was an athlete, obviously a producer. And he, it looks like they're going to do an autopsy. But he played football at Cornell, joined Gladiators in 93, blah, blah, blah. He's popular. I remember that. He's very, very popular. and he oversaw the American Veteran Awards, episodes of TV series, Arena, and some others. The Manhattan Police Department said there were no suspicious circumstances observed, no foul play suspected. So there's the good news to that. I totally remember him. I was looking at a picture, 49, he's going to be 50. It's that time thing, precious, precious time, not to be bothered wasting it on stupid, inane things, if possible, because you just don't know what the timeline is. I mean, this guy, even at older, looked in pretty darn good shape, but it's not always about that. It's about really many, many other things. So the case there is that it's about many other things, and he was worn, looks like he was worn down, but who knows? They'll come up with the exact reason in the next day or two, so I don't want to overly speculate as to what happens. We talk about Apple, and we talk about overseas, and what kind of breaks are they getting overseas, and I happen to see a story about Apple's big, giant success in China, but it comes at a little bit of a cost. And when we say it comes at a little bit of a cost, what's happened is the iPhone technology, which is at the center of this encryption stuff with the FBI, is a big success in China. Is it the demands of the Chinese government? What is it? Apple's iPhone sales in China, check this out, were up 18% in the fourth quarter of 2015. So there is demand for Apple iPhones in China and other places, and of course the U.S. But Apple in 2015, you know what we're talking about money-wise? 231.5 million units shipped in that year. Let me say that number again. 231.5 million units shipped in the year. That is huge, my friends. Huge. So the fights of what Apple's going to do in other countries like China, give me a break. With the growth, with people going crazy over them and it being flat in America, of course they're going to stay there. We're jumping the fence. I'll give you a hand. Meet you on the other side.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive.
It's time for the mailbag. You gotta dig that. Yes, once again, overflowing as usual. The good news is that you respond to the mail. There is no question about that. And I love it. So let's take our first one. First one is this one from Ron, who says, Kate, whoa, blow me down. Chris Christie. What a traitor. What a Benedict Arnold. What is the scoop? Chris Christie runs for president, takes chunks out of Donald Trump, as he should have, on the stage. And then he's standing behind him at a press conference. What was that about? It looks so strange. While some of the Republicans are pushing anti-Trump, I guess he's trying to suck up to the guy who could be president. So after a big Super Tuesday extravaganza where he cleared the board almost, then you've got Chris Christie standing right smack behind him. What is the deal with that? Is he hoping to be in the cabinet? I don't get it. He looks so strange on his face. He looked almost uncomfortable. If you could have a little bubble above his head, what do you think it would say? Man, what am I doing here? Let's go grab a cheesesteak. I thought it was so odd, too. I did. That he's, I mean, why is he standing behind him? What was the significance of that to be, have solidarity with him? That's what I'm thinking, right? But who cares? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why was he there? Chris Christie, he shows up in the weirdest places. He has that awful picture of himself where his pants are pulled all the way up, like above his belly, when he's got a baseball you know, slacks on and a top. It was so odd. A uni, basically. It was a uni. And then he is spotted in Jerry Jones' box. Remember that? The year before. And there were all those jokes about it. And then, I mean, whatever happened on that bridge deal, I don't know. It's like has Christie lost his mind? I like some of the things Chris Christie actually says, but I guess he's trying to stay relevant. It doesn't make any sense. All right, how about this one? This one is from Ryan. It's a night of ours. Kate, man, oh man, you would not believe what is happening in Los Angeles. There is a crazy story that I came across, and there were these things that they were doing called raves, and because of some of the problems of a couple of women dying of drug overdoses at a rave concert, the county fair in L.A. says, we're not going to host any more raves this year. We're not looking to host electronic dance music concerts or related events. I'm stunned. You would not believe, and I know you're not in Los Angeles, for all the people listening, these are the big things. Drugs, crowd. But for those of us who just like to dance, what a bummer. Yeah, what a bummer. Except for that, it's a drug nest, and that's the problem. If two people die of an overdose, no, they're going to cancel it. So they can't do it. I mean, they might not have any. They're saying we don't even want to have any more ever. And it used to be very, very popular. In fact, it is very, very popular. But they don't want to see that. They don't want to have that. It's been a major problem at electronic dance festivals, period. Because they use ecstasy and other drugs that are close to whatever the rave experiences are. Here's an example. Last summer, I guess, almost 50 people at the Hard Summer Music Festival had to be put in an ambulance and carted off. That is crazy. That's unusual. I mean, how many concerts did you go to where you saw 50 people being hauled off? You didn't. So they don't want problems with that. I mean, if I'm the board of supervisors, I'm saying no way. What money are we raking in and what are we losing? I mean, raves stopped being held at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum and that whole sports arena 4 years ago after a 15-year-old girl went to a rave and then died of an ecstasy overdose. It just seems to me, I mean, look, if people were going to get high on rave dances and the electronic music, but it is just a hornet's nest for drugs. So if I was running any of those venues, forget it. I would agree with Los Angeles. Don't hold them. Go someplace else. Do something different. But I wouldn't want that on my head. And they found two people dead, so it was not good. It was definitely not good. All right, moving along, this one from Glenn. Kate, I am so glad to take a break for a moment and take a breath and be out of talking about politics. I find myself very weary when I talk about politics. I don't know about you. I agree that we should all vote. I agree we should be involved. I agree you should know what's happening. But at some point, we need to stop the conversation. Have you ever been around people who will talk about nothing else? I have, and it's infuriating. It's numbing. You don't even know what they're saying anymore because they're frothing at the mouth, and you're not. Is it me? Am I just not interested enough in the election, or are these people just lunatics? I like that little jab at the end. Are they just lunatics? What's that about? I would say that it is weary. I mean, you just grow weary of it. I would have to agree, but I do agree that you don't get so weary that you don't vote. Don't be dissuaded from the voting process. Definitely not. Because, as I'm fond of saying, if you want to complain, go and vote. Go and vote. Let your vote be heard. Don't sit on the sidelines. Then you can complain all you want. But don't sit on the sidelines. Don't do it. Don't do it. Here's another one. Here's another another email that we've gotten from Aaron, who says, Kate, I don't know if you're following this or not, but did you know that Carson is out and he's skipping the debate? Do you think it's smart of him? Should he have stayed in? Ugh, are you kidding? He wasn't getting any numbers. I just went over that. I would say he's doubly smart. Get out now before it's too late. I mean, yeah, don't stay in this thing. Are you kidding? Get out. Absolutely. Otherwise, you just bleed money, time, and everything else that entails. So here's the deal. The Erin Andrews stalker case is going on, and she's suing the Marriott for $75 million. So they put a stalker, or they put an expert on to talk about it, and the expert said the stalker is a terrorist. So there was all kinds of testimony happening about the hotel staff and whether they violated standards in 2008 when a man altered the peephole to her room and recorded her nude at the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt University. I think it's creepy. So $75 million lawsuit, they need to pay it. I think she keeps on bringing it. I mean, this is a long trial. They've had 7 days so far. 7 days. You know, it's so strange. The start of the seventh day was delayed because of the allegations that came up on Twitter that Neil Peskind, an employee of West End Hotel Partners, was watching the nude video before dinner the night before. The woman who tweeted the allegation, though, took down her post and hasn't responded to tweets from anybody, including some reporters who saw it. So what happens here, I don't know. I think clearly he stalked her. I think clearly they gave him information. So how negligent is the hotel? Why did they give out her room number? What a stupid thing to do, but maybe he tricked them. And they just believed. I mean, how many people picking up the phone at the front desk when it's busy are not asking the right questions? And really anything can happen. And that's frightening, which is why the rest of us mere mortals, and maybe some of you rock stars out there, actually sometimes do assume names. Because you think, there is that little tiny bit of a chance not to be paranoid. And if she had done that, I mean, he wouldn't have, maybe, because he still could have ended up with it, but maybe not have the room right next to hers. And it is creepy and sick and twisted, because who would want to be on the internet that way? And it was everywhere. She's right, it was humiliating. It was everywhere. It followed her. It came with her. It was on everybody's mind. All right, you know what to do. If you have some thoughts on the show, man, you can ship them to me. It's Piece of Cake. Piece of Cake. AmericaTonight.net.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time for another edition of Yes, We Can Count. Lots of ways to count, lots of numbers out there. It is results season, after all. To me, my favorite number that just came up is Scott Kelly. This guy is a dude. He's such a dude that after 340 days in space, he wants to go back up. Oh, I love it. He is like the true Martian guy. He's awesome. 340 days in space. Can you imagine what that would be like? Astronaut food? You know, it's interesting. NASA says Scott Kelly is 2 inches taller after spending a year in space. So he's going to reunite with his brother in Houston, who was also an astronaut, as you know. Or maybe you don't know the story. But it's so cool. Mark Kelly volunteered to take part in NASA's twin study with his brother. They want to see how the identical twins measure up after a year in two very different environments, Scott in space, Mark on Earth. So after 340 days, longest of any U.S. astronaut that they've been up there in space. So now he has to get reacquainted with the planet. Wow, that would just be, what would that be like? You miss an entire year. Could be good in one way, right? What I think is cool, and you may disagree or not, coming back in, when you come back into Earth, you're on your way home, he, like, tweeted out a picture of Norway. A photo of a sunset that he glimpsed in Norway. I mean, just so many cool things that took place from above, the view from above. But that is a long time. And, like, what would be the first thing you do? Like, go grub somewhere, like he's a favorite eatery. That sounds so silly. But something that he, you know, go see the beach, be in, have his feet in the sand. I don't know. But I guarantee there's something. I don't know that he was asked that question, but I guarantee there is something that he would love to do immediately because he missed it. And I kudos to him. What would that be like to forego that much time? And, you know, with the entry thing, and that's not how astronauts think, you never know. You never, ever, ever know. All right, odds that Donald Trump will get the nomination for the Republicans. Bum-ba-da-da. One guy crunched the numbers. You want to know what the numbers are? 75% chance. That's pretty darn high. Now, who did that? The guy who did it is a guy who, his name is Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union. It's the group that hosts the influential Conservative Political Action Conference that opened Wednesday in Maryland and features all kinds of appearances by the Republican candidates. He says Trump has really caught on this political movement in this country, and this is the movement out there. This movement is anti-fat cats and bigwigs and rich folks and D.C. insiders. So he places the odds at 75%. Forget the rest. Now, he says there is still, of course, a possibility there'll be a contested Republican convention with no candidate arriving with majority of delegates, but I would dismiss that idea rather quickly. I don't think we're going to see that. Maybe if we talked about that back in November and said, oh, that's probably what we're going to see. I think it's pretty clear the way people are moving. I do. I don't think there's any doubt as to who gets this nomination, barring some strange incident. But I would say unlikely, let's put it that way. Highly, highly, highly unlikely that it's somebody else. All right, let's talk about another number. It's always so hard to say goodbye, isn't it? I didn't realize that this guy was bitter. I have a saying, and you can borrow this saying. If things are really infuriating you, you have crummy people around you at your job, you have something else going on that's just laying you out, just remember, better not bitter. Apparently, that's the word that's being used to describe Tom Coughlin, that he's bitter about getting ousted from the New York Giants as the head coach. And I guess that, you know, what happened was that he was on Jay Moore's show. You know, the comedian does a show on Fox Sports Radio. And he resigned as the head coach back in January. And he was asked, you know, do you agree with the move? And he says, you know, it's not a good word. I don't like the word former, but it's the way it is. And also, you know, did he snub John Mara at his final press conference because he just left and didn't hang around to answer questions? And Tom Coughlin says, I did not snub him, if that's what the insinuation is. That's how I leave press conferences. I just turn my shoulder and I do the duck and cover move. We're supposed to believe that. I don't know about that. You know, here's the thing. Eli Manning was even so emotional when Tom Coughlin bolted. And you got to think about the two Super Bowls because, and that's your number, he did win two Super Bowls, but, you know, you start to have problems. You have a short leash, and he had a long career with the Giants. You don't get much rope these days. You just don't. you either make it happen or they push you out. That's the hard, cold facts of being involved in football these days. Because it's win or go home. Win or go home. And if you have to do the go home thing, the person who owns the team is never really completely thrilled about that. They're not thrilled. Because they don't want to see that happen. All right, let's move on to yet another number. This one has to do with this crazy story. You might have seen it, or you know, maybe you haven't seen it. But the looking at beyond politics of the day. And going to, for a second, health, scientists have developed a brain scan to diagnose Alzheimer's. If you notice, it seems like, or it feels like, every third person knows somebody that has Alzheimer's. There's a lot of sad stories out there. They think it's possible to spot when Alzheimer's emerges through brain scans. So what does this ultimately mean? What are the ways to discover it? For patients who are still alive, doctors use special cognitive tests that monitors memory and everyday skills like washing and dressing. But now they're saying these brain scans can pick it up in much earlier times. So researchers at the University of California have proven that it is possible, if it is possible, to spot the plaque and the protein that tangles, which causes the disease, and pinpoint the movement that triggers Alzheimer's disease. What could they do about it? They could track it, and maybe they could tell the people at the risk for the condition what they could do. Mild memory problems. Telling other people with mild memory problems they don't have it. So I'm going to say it could be a big leap forward. James Pickett, who's the doctor, head of research at the Alzheimer's Society, says it can take months, there's your timeline, sometimes years for some people to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And a definitive way to diagnose rather the disease would be a huge leap forward. I agree with that. So that you can realize where you're going. Brain scans have really uncovered some pretty darn amazing things. Another edition of We Can Count. It's a wrap, folks. Hats off to Nathan and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Do you feel like a chainsaw? Practically ignored. One of many zeros. Kicked around the wall. You're invisible, but you're empty. Holding out your heart. People who never really care how you are. But you may call me empty.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.